Many people take the perspective that when it comes to Tachanun, the less often we say it, the better, since it's a part of davening that sometimes we skip. So, you know, the Yetzirah to get a shul faster sometimes takes over a little bit. But the truth is, if we understand the importance of Tachanun, we would take a little bit of a different perspective on the issue. The Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Nun Tes tells the famous story of Tanur Shel Achnai, the machlokas that the Chachom had about Tanur Shel Achnai. There was a machlokas about the status of such a tanur, and it was Rabbi Eliezer versus the rest of the Chachamim. And in order to prove he was correct, Rabbi Eliezer called upon all kinds of supernatural phenomena, including a baskol that came out and said, "Alochik Rabbi Eliezer." And the Chachamim's response was, "Lo bashamayim hi." The halacha follows the majority of the Chachamim. That's the famous, famous Gemara. The continuation of the Gemara is not as famous. Rabbi Eliezer stuck to his opinion, and as a result, Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, excommunicated him because he did not submit to the authority of the majority of the Chachamim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer actually happened to be Rabbi Gamliel's brother-in-law. He was married to Rabbi Gamliel's sister. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel's sister, Rabbi Eliezer's wife, would make sure to always interrupt Rabbi Eliezer during davening so that he could not, according to the way some of the Rishonim explained the Gemara, he could not proceed directly from Shmona Esrei to Tachanun. One day, she either didn't realize that it was a day when we say Tachanun, or she was distracted, and he went straight from Shmona Esrei into Tachanun. And her reaction was, "Look what happened, now you killed my brother." And sure enough, a short time later, they received word that Rabbi Gamliel had just passed away. So Rabbi Eliezer said to her, "How did you know?" And she said, "I have a mesora from my father's house, the house of the Nesiim, that those who are oppressed, their tefillahs are likely to be accepted. They have a very strong koach tefillah." Now, I don't know if Rabbi Eliezer was necessarily davening for Rabbi Gamliel to die, but he was davening, presumably, for Hashem to help him in his state of oppression. And the way that that happened was Rabbi Gamliel passed away, but he must have been davening every day, not just that day. What happened special on that day? What happened special was he went straight from Shmona Esrei into Tachanun, and Tachanun is a very, very powerful tefillah, and that really elevates the strength of our tefillahs and the likelihood that they will be accepted. So you see that certainly Tachanun is something which is a great opportunity and a tefillah which is very powerful. Based on this story, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Aleph, that one should not be mafsik at all between Shmon Esrei and Tefillah, obviously, and in Bitzibur, so there might be Chazar Seshat, etc., everything goes along with that, but straight from there into Tachanun in order to be able to daven in the most powerful and effective way possible. I even saw quoted in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach that the greatest Eis Ratzon over the course of our Tefillah is in Tachanun. When you say Misratzeh Berachamim, he was discussing there, it's quoted in Alicha Shlomo, when to add requests, Shomei Tefillah, Elokai Nitzor. So he says, you know, the strongest Eis Ratzon is really Misratzeh Berachamim in Tachanun. Fascinatingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah writes, also in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sivkon Chavav, that because we don't say Tachanun when a chassan is in the crowd, he recommends that a chassan shouldn't come to shul for the entire week of Sheva Brachas in order not to make the tzibur miss Tachanun. To that extent, we want to actually be able to say Tachanun. The common minig is not like the Mishnah Berurah in this regard, but certainly for our purposes, we should at least appreciate the opportunity that we have to say this powerful tefillah. What are some of the other details with regard to Tachanun? So, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that one must do nefilas apayim, go down one's arm, specifically while sitting down. The Mishnah Berurah adds that this is the opinion of many, but the Rivash holds that that's not the case, that you can do nefilas apayim even if you're standing up, and he says, b'shas adchak, the Rivash can be relied upon. So therefore, in a situation where there are not enough seats, or a person still has someone davening Shmona Esrei behind them, was not done, and therefore is not able to take his three steps back, one can still do nefilas apayim. One would simply put one's head down on one's arm, even in the standing position. In the Sefer Yishai Yisrael, he adds that if possible, if a person, let's say, is davening next to a wall, a pillar, or something else that he can lean on, that would be preferable. In fact, we know that in regard to many halachas, if a person is leaning on something, to the extent that if we would remove that item, he would fall over, then that is considered like sitting rather than standing. So in this case as well, if a person can lean and go down on his arm that way, so that would be considered like sitting, and that would be preferable to doing nefilas apayim while standing. However, again, if necessary, one could do nefilas apayim even while standing.